Prosecutors and police agencies across central New York are trying a new strategy as they continue to fight the rising use of synthetic marijuana. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Not since the bath salts craze of 2012 have local police and emergency personnel come across so many agitated individuals high on synthetic drugs. Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler says officers find people who've overdosed on synthetic marijuana in all sorts of ways.
We had one person down in the street, and he had a head injury. And we assumed from that it was probably a hit and run. But when the person started to come around, he began to pound his head onto the pavement. We knew from that's what caused the injury.
Fowler says there have been 90 arrests since April for people selling synthetic marijuana, often called spike. With rising numbers of cases and no criminal laws that directly make selling these packets of synthetic pot illegal, Fowler went to Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick.
The reason you can't charge him under existing, criminal penal law sections regarding controlled substances is because they're constantly changing the formula. So we're using existing statutes, reckless endangerment, because as the chief said, this is poison. If somebody sold arsenic and put an M&M's label on it, we'd arrest that person, wouldn't we?
So starting this week, Syracuse police are distributing letters to the owners of every store in Syracuse, warning them if they're caught selling the stuff, owners will be prosecuted on reckless endangerment charges. On top of that, if stores are found selling synthetic marijuana, state authorities will consider pulling licenses allowing them to sell alcohol or lottery tickets. Fowler hopes getting at the source of the sales of this synthetic marijuana stops a drug craze before it turns deadly.
It's only a matter of time before someone's going to lose their life using this stuff.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.